Unprecedented closures this summer kept fishermen from targeting king salmon in an effort to bring more fish to spawning grounds after several poor runs. The drainage-wide results showing how well the management worked are now beginning to arrive, and the state says the Kuskokwim may have achieved its critical Chinook escapement goal. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
John Linderman is the Arctic Yukon Kuskokwim Regional Supervisor with the state's Division of Commercial Fisheries. He says subsistence fishermen deserve a thanks for their sacrifices this summer.
The result this year was that we saw escapements overall compared to 2013, well, about double or a little bit higher than that. So much improved escapement this year compared to 2013, with many more escapement goals being achieved. However, two primary tributaries of the Kerguelenguk River at the headwaters of the Holitna, as well as the Kwikluk River here in the lower river, their escapement goals were not achieved this year.
A preliminary report published last week says the drainage-wide escapement goal was likely met. Managers, however, are not committing until they've worked through all the data in the coming weeks.
So there's a chance that, yes, we can have achieved the goal this year. But the big wild card in that equation is the fact that two significant tributaries did not achieve their escapement goals. So it makes it that much more difficult. If it was a little bit more black and white, if a minority of goals were achieved or all goals were achieved, it'd be a little bit easier to try and draw any conclusions at this point.
Lisa Olson, the deputy director for the state's subsistence division, says work is underway for next year's planning.
Now is the time to start thinking about what might be, what would work for 2015, what did not work too well in 2014. And I hope that people in the area get involved.
Federal managers were in control of the Chinook fishery last summer after the Federal Subsistence Board took action to federalize the management. No one knows yet what will happen next year in terms of management, but Linderman says fishermen will likely see restrictions on par with this year.
It's an unfortunate reality of the current situation and the current poor abundance that the Kuskokwim Chinook run finds itself in, that there just isn't enough to provide for the demand that's out there with respect to Chinook salmon. So that is the current expectation, is that we'd expect to see the season start with similar restrictions of what we saw in 2014.
Subsistence fishing will likely be at the forefront at the Association of Village Council Presidents Convention, which is hosting a subsistence panel Tuesday afternoon. The forum will include Fish and Game Commissioner Cora Campbell, AVCP attorney Sky Starkey, and federal manager Gene Peltola Jr., plus Victor Joseph, the CEO of the Tanana Chiefs Conference. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.